With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
There is no better group of plants for flower power than forms of the shrubby potentilla.
Hello and welcome to This Week in the Garden. I'm Peter Seabrook, here to answer some of your gardening queries. This week, with the days lengthening, we'll be having a word on snowdrops, hearing about the Horticultural Trades Association's Chelsea plans, and what's in a name. I must say thanks to all of you who've been subscribing to this podcast on iTunes. If you haven't done so yet, just hit that big subscribe button and the podcast will appear on your device week after week. Boy, the weather last weekend suited me. I don't know what it did to you, but I could really dig at last. My eyes are repaired and I can get the spade out. A heavy soil was a bit livery when I turned it over. You know, when it dropped from the spade, it had that shiny surface. And so I hope that we'll have another frost or two to break that down. Actually, one or two cold nights wouldn't come amiss, because I noticed that the very early plum tree in our garden, the buds are already swelling and showing a hint of white, and the apricots too. And so if a little cold weather holds them back, it won't be a bad thing. They say February fill dike, and we've certainly had a fair bit of rain, and I won't be sorry if we get a bit more. I live in the dry part of the country, and if we can get the water levels really nice and moist at this time of the year, then we stand a better chance when the weather turns hot and dry in high summer. But I would suggest that if you can, get outside and tidy up all the old dead leaves that tend to be hanging about, especially around snowdrops and the oriental hellebores. If you can clean the old leaves away, then it tends to remove hiding places for slugs. Actually, with the hellebores, it's a good thing to cut off all the leaves, and then the flowers stand proud and clean, and there's less chance of botrytis disease overwintering on old leaves and infecting the young growth on hellebores. I've been having a bit of a look at my fuchsias, one or two that I had in pots close to the house that will come through on a mild winter have really taken a bit of a hiding from those really sharp frosts we had a fortnight ago. And if you want to check to see whether there's still life in the old dog yet, then just get a sharp pointed knife or your fingernail and just scratch the bark. And if it's green underneath, then the plant will be alive. And if it's brown, then I'm afraid it's dead and better cut off, and you just keep cutting back until you find some green. And there's every chance that with fuchsias they'll break again from the base. That's certainly the way the hardy fuchsias survive. And this week in the paper we got a very good offer on hardy fuchsias, with a new one which has almost a frosted appearance on the flowers. I do like to keep an eye on the Garden Trade News Top 20. They check the EPOS, the electronic point of sale equipment, to see how things are going. And I can tell you that through January, gardening sales have been really buoyant. Last year was a pretty good year, and now we're really way up. I see that the compost sales are 165% up in January. Now, that means lots of people are getting their containers cleaned out and replanted. And also the grow-your-own stuff, you know, the seed potatoes, the onion sets, they're up by over 50% on last year. So it looks as if we're going to have a really good year. I'm recently back from that really big trade exhibition in Germany at Essen. And there, goodness me, there's so many new plants coming, so many exciting things happening in our business. I was interested to see that gerbera, both the cut flower and the plant, is very good at absorbing pollutants from the air. You know, NASA was doing work with things like chlorophytum and spathiphyllum. Those are good plants to remove pollutants. But I didn't see or read anywhere that gerbera is the best flowering plant to clean the air in rooms and houses. So there's another benefit. Great plants, they last so long when they're cut and kept clean in water. Now, very exciting times for those of us at The Sun, because we're beginning to talk about Chelsea. Here in the studio, I've got with me Martin Simmons from the Horticultural Trades Association. Martin, you're a fairly newcomer, aren't you, the HTA, to exhibiting at Chelsea?
Yes, this is the second time that we've coordinated a garden for Chelsea. It's very much an industry garden, and it's an absolutely fantastic opportunity, and we're really enjoying the chance of being involved.
How many of your members do you think will be growing something and taking part?
We were inundated last year with a number of offers of support and help. I would expect something in the region of 40 or 50 centres, garden centres and nurseries will be involved. And it creates a wonderful display.
And generally speaking, you're trying to communicate to the average homeowner, aren't you? You know, it's not the high-flying, very specialist horticulturists. It's the backyard person.
Very much so. I think it's really important to make sure that gardening is seen as something that is achievable by everyone. So many people these days don't really know what to do in their garden, and if we can give them some inspiration with some interesting and unique ideas, but achievable, then I think we've done our job.
And it's a pretty lively business, isn't it? We've had quite a lot of new plants introduced last year, and it looks as if we're going to have quite a number this year again.
I think so, yes. Introducing new plants always makes it interesting. It's the lifeblood of the industry. There are so many breeders out there throughout the industry always introducing new things, and their chance to get them at Chelsea is something that they would aim for all the time.
I mean, didn't you have a cabbage tasting last May? Was that cab ice?
Yes, we certainly did. There's all sorts of different quirky ideas and things that we can bring to an average garden in that way.
And how does the HTA view various sections of the industry? I mean, the bedding plant people, the rose growers, the conifer growers, the tree and shrub people. I mean, do they all come together? They're quite different sort of specialisms, aren't they?
They are, but I think the important thing to bear in mind, and for us as a trade association, we're there to represent the whole industry, but we have to look at it from the consumer's point of view, and the consumer doesn't necessarily think in terms of bedding plants or vegetable plants or hardy nursery stock. They're just interested in something that looks good or tastes good and does a certain job at a certain time, and that's what we're here to do with the garden.
And so what about May 17 and yet another Chelsea Flower Show? What are you going to put on for us?
Well, the idea this year is to create an average back garden. So we're going with the theme of 40 Sunbury Road, and it will be a typical back garden with a few little tricks and delights along the way.
I mean, we have Rick McKeever with us. He has a rather interesting thing for walls, doesn't he?
Yes, Rick McKeever has come up with a new idea, a wonder wall, which is going to be quite something. I think lots of people will be very interested in it.
I'm also joined by Val Kreisman. Now, Val, you and I go back a good few years, and your father and I go back even further.
Yeah.
When did you first start going to Chelsea with Jack?
Well, my dad first came to Chelsea in 1981. And then I came in the year after that, so that's a long time.
1981.
Yes.
It's nearly 40 years.
Yes,
Val.
You must have
been about four.
Very kind of you.
So were you involved in some of those really big gardens in the main avenue?
Yes.
Because, I mean, your dad won best garden three times, didn't he?
Absolutely, yes. I'm... The first year he exhibited, I just came to visit, and I couldn't believe that you could build a garden like that so quickly. I asked him if I could get involved, and then I was smitten. I came every year after that, and then I started to be a garden designer because I just loved the idea, and here we are today.
But Chelsea's a bit of a disease, isn't it?
Yes.
Once you join what I call the family of Chelsea, the people who are there the week before.
Yes.
Is, digging and...
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, yes. it's an amazing exercise.
It certainly is. When I first started, I think I was the only female on the site.
Really?
When I first started, yes. We didn't really have facilities for ladies, really, to use the toilets, etc. Not long after that, the garden next to us, Dougie Knight or Douglas Knight, his daughter started, and there were two of us.
Oh, right. I mean, he built some fantastic rock gardens,
didn't he? He did. Yes.
He's a great motorcycle enthusiast, Dougie Knight.
Yes.
But I mean, I remember your father building a water wheel, you know, a mill with a water wheel and all of that, enormous things.
I think my dad changed the face of Chelsea all those years ago. I don't really think he gets the recognition that he deserves, to be honest. Yes, he built some fantastic structures, the water mill being one of them. It was a fully working water mill and unbelievable to see.
Because he was a farmer originally, wasn't he?
Originally he was a farmer, yes. But he had a true gift of being a carpenter. He built gates and farm buildings, etc. And David Stevens, the garden designer, recognised that and asked him to build some buildings for him. And that's where he started. Yes, and it all started then.
And because your dad worked in... the film studios too, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Again, carpentry. He did some fantastic things for them. I don't know whether I'm allowed to say, but he built the Wicker Man for the Wicker Man films. The Anedin Line set of the deck was built by my dad. Oliver Twist. The things that he did was just phenomenal.
Remarkable talents he has, and I really look forward to working with him again this coming May.
Hopefully, he'll be there.
Because there'll be three of you. Four, I think.
Four,
You, your dad.
Yes, my brother, John, the weekend.
Who's a great hard landscaper, isn't he?
Boy. Fantastic.
Yes, he can use a trowel.
Yes, absolutely fantastic, and there's nothing he can't do. And my daughter Molly is going to come along as well to help out.
Well, she was exposed to it for the first time last year, so has she caught that disease?
She has. I'm very proud to say she's at university at the moment studying fine art. She loved art, but she didn't really know what direction she was going in. I asked her to help out last year at Chelsea, and all of a sudden she thinks, oh, I found the direction I want to go in. She's going to... continue with garden design after she finishes her degree. So,
another lady coming into horticulture. Last week we had Steph Dunn-James on the programme, nursery lady from Tenbury Wells. And we counted up quite a few ladies that are now becoming quite important.
Yes.
I mean, at the HTA we have Carol Paris, who's the boss lady. At the RHS we have a boss lady. You know, you're getting everywhere. There won't be room left for us old fellas, will there?
Look out.
Now, you know, I like to introduce one or two letters each week. And this time it's an interesting one. It comes from Miss W. Pratt from Leeds. And she writes, "Dear Peter, could you please tell me, how do I get a plant named after a member of my family?" Well, quite honestly, Miss Pratt, your name is not the easiest one to cope with, but if you work diligently and go through the plant finder, then you'll be interested to see that there's a sorbus called Prattii and a malus, one of the ornamental crabs called Prattii. You know, when I saw this letter, it reminded me of the naming of the rose Mountbatten. A good few years ago now, it's raised by the late Jack Harkness, and I was working at the time for a tree nurseryman. a giant of a man, Jack Matthews, and he used to fly Mountbatten during the Second World War on the North Africa campaign. And I was at a meeting when somebody said that they got this new rose called Mountbatten. Jack said, the one thing he never was yellow. And so whenever I see the rose Mountbatten, I'm reminded of that great character, Jack Matthews. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next Thursday.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.